Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi from the International Film Festival in Venice, and I'm here at Fred Radio as usual with Laura Gabrielitite, it's very difficult to say your name, you know.
Yes, I know.
You know, which is from the Lithuanian Institute of Culture. And the Lithuanian Institute of Culture is present in Venice at the festival with two films this year, is it?
Yes, thank you for having me here. It's a huge pleasure and honor to be here with all the other distinguished guests. And yes, this year we are very happy because together with the Lithuanian Film Center, Lithuanian Culture Institute is with two films in Venice. And the first film that we will have is in Venice International Film Critic Week, the film The Flood Won't Come, directed by Marat Sarkisyan. So the official presentation will be today at 2 o'clock. And the other film that we will have in the festival is a short film Places, directed by Vytautas Katkus, that the official presentation will be tomorrow at 7:30 p.m.
Listen, Laura, your institute, besides helping out films together with the Lithuanian Film Institute, which other aims does it have? So which is your job at the Lithuanian Institute of Culture?
So the main aim why we are here, like in Italy or other countries, is to promote Lithuanian culture in the countries that we are present. So in this case, Italy. And to build bridges between these countries, because the best projects or collaborations comes when it's both ways. It's not just one way, Italy. It's like Lithuanian in Italy, or vice versa, when it becomes the common project between the two countries that develops in several years and creates friendships between the artists or the culture professionals.
And I know that in these days here in Venice is not only the Venice Film Festival that is involved with Lithuania, but there's something else happening.
Yes, you are right. We are very happy that in the capital of glass art, in Venice Glass Week, we have a presence of Lithuanian artist, Dalia Truskaitė, that she's presenting her installation in Palazzo Loredan. That is possible to see till the 13th of September.
So if any one of you, our audience, that are in Venice, that are at the festival, well, wants to take like a couple of hours off, you can go and visit at Palazzo Loredan this installation for this glass artist from Lithuania. Listen, Laura, I wanted to ask you another thing is about the situation of culture in your country, because this crisis and this pandemic, of course, has been devastating for everybody in any sectors, but culture seems to be the one is more hit by it, by this. And how is the situation of promoting cultural events in Lithuania and promoting culture in this days?
This situation, and especially this year, the festival, that it's like, it seems like a miracle that this festival is happening.
Oh yeah, it is.
And actually, yeah, the culture sector was hit really hard in Lithuania, and but it's good to see that actually right now exhibitions are opening. People are going to the openings. We just had a great premiere of Lithuanian National Drama Theater, and it was, all the tickets were sold out. So it seems that the people are coming back to this culture events. They're really willing to participate there, and they're really looking forward for the culture to be in presence, not just online or somewhere,
which can virtually work for a moment, but yeah, cannot be like the regular.
Yeah, exactly. So we are looking forward to the next months, like a bit scared because nobody knows what will come. But at the moment, and let's celebrate that moment, it seems that it's getting better, much better than it was before.
And it seems that Lithuanian film, in the film industry, is really lively again. They are starting to produce again, to shoot again, so we will probably see more Lithuanian films in the future, in the next festivals, because, you know, other festivals will happen. Not only, well, this is the first one, but festival directors are willing to start again, as everybody wants to start again, as you just said. You know, people inside the industry or outside the industry are eager to become involved again in culture and in cultural production. So which are the next steps for you, for your institute, of in terms of event and of promotions?
In the first, we were planning this year to have a big presentation, a Lithuanian film retrospective in Casa del Cinema in Rome. But this year, we just did an open-air presentation this summer. And we are preparing for the next year festival of Lithuanian films in Rome, in Casa del Cinema, as it's the capital of the country and the capital of the cinema.
The cinema too, yeah.
Yeah, so we are really happy about that and really looking forward. Of course, there will be other festivals in all the Europe, and we hope that they will happen and Lithuanian films will be presented there.
Well, I think that the flood won't come. Starting from here, it will have a long life.
Yeah,
a long festival life.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really looking forward to see it. It will be my first time. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that there will be a lot of people from industry and press, and they will spread that word, and the life will start.
You know, they will. Venice has this legacy of promoting and of helping new artists to blossom. So it will happen for this one too. Well, it was nice talking to you. Thanks a lot to Lara Gabrielitytė from the Lithuanian Institute of Culture. I say it right. Yeah. Thanks again. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.